Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Ozzie Guillen.
That's a White Sox baseball.
Analyst for NBC Sports Chicago.
La Pantera. My name is La Pantera. La Pantera. La Pantera. No. Pantera.
La Pantera.
There you go.
2005 World Series winning manager of the White Sox.
Tying run at second. Two out. Palmeiro. Over the head of Jenks. Uribe charges close. Out! And the White Sox have won the World Series. Juan Uribe with a play. Charging it. Throwing it. And the White Sox celebrate their first title in 88 years.
No holds barred baseball opinions.
Eaton, nobody like you.
Did you give Adam Dunn a mental break, or he just...
I had two bottles of vodka.
Ozzie Guillen with Mully and Hall on 670 The Score.
The fact that he's a rookie who's excited helps explain why he just was clueless. But now he's got a clue.
Mully and Hall, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Always a joy to talk to the great Ozzie Guillen. And, of course, he joins us on the Alpamonte Nissan Hotline, Alpamonte Nissan in Melrose Park on North Avenue, or apnissan.com. Good morning, Ozzie. How are you?
Good morning, guys. Well, we're very good. Very, very, very good.
So, you know, I got to tell you, the big story this morning has been Tony La Russa's comments about your mean Mercedes, and we've argued back and forth about whether or not he approved of Mercedes getting hit, understood he was going to get thrown at, and he wasn't hit, he was thrown at. What's your take on this, Ozzie? Are you right in criticizing a player publicly? And he even in the post game said that it was okay to throw at him and said that you can't. I mean, he just, it appeared as if he was taking the opponent's side, and I think that's what has caused such a kerfuffle.
Well, you know, be honest with you, the way baseball is now, kind of weird thing. Everybody do, let the guy play, let the guy have fun. I'll tell the only rules, I don't know what one you got to pick, because certain players do a lot of worse than what this kid did that night. I not agree, you know, talking about my baseball, I not agree what it does. But when you bring a pitcher, a position player, to pitch that inning, that means you give up the inning, you give up, you're done, you don't care. The position player can get you out, but you cannot hit a home run or base hit against it. That's just something I disagree. I know into, I think Ling said very well yesterday after the game, said, you know, the more years I spend in the big league, crazy thing happening. That's true. Second of all, I think Tony in the beginning, I don't think he should be saying that to the media. I disagree that, because I did too. In my time, I disagree what Mercedes did. Nowadays, players do worse. Hit a home run, take a selfish, running the bases, point to everybody around the, around the, to get a base hit, they step up and the player is pointing to the dugout. They do so many different things nowadays. It's kind of weird to swallow, kind of hard to, you old school guy, you old school with the new school thing. They do a lot of stuff different than, I disagree with that. Well, yeah, but when you put a pitch in a guy on the mound, he's not a pitcher, that's different. If Mercedes did that against somebody at the bullpen, they should be fighting right now, because that's unrespectful. But he did against a position player. I don't see anything wrong with that. And believe me, I'm a very old school guy.
And Ozzie, go ahead. Yeah. Finish. Yeah. You are old school.
Then when Tony said that, then after the game, then I don't like to say, well, I understand what the Minnesota Twins did. I understand. First of all, you wait 2 hours. You want to do it, you do it right away. Right away. That's the way. That's the way Tony La Russa teach me how to play the game. Okay. I wonder if that happened to Abreu. If those guys were throwing to Abreu or Tim Anderson to see what Tony's reaction is going to be. Like, oh, you hit me? I got to protect my players. One thing you're wrong or right is a manager. Everybody got different opinion. You always have to protect your players. You always try to be in the size of your players because those are the guys going to take you to the promised land or get you fired. Nobody else is going to do it. Then I think the way they handled it, it was improper. You know what I mean? I think this kid just let dry by himself. They had told him to do something very, very, very bad in the game. And I don't think how, you know what I mean, how people have different ways to react. Then the manager of Minnesota Twins say, well, we don't know, we don't throw it at him. We try to pitch inside. That got me more upset than anything else.
Right.
Come on. Don't you know, we're not stupid. We're not blind. We played this game before. And you're going to serve right behind somebody and you don't know. You know, you pitch inside and you missed it. You know what I mean? You can say whatever you want. It's a sinker away. The ball's out of my hand. But when you throw behind somebody and you say, you know, we're not trying to throw behind it, that's, first of all, I don't have no guts. Or he's scared about getting suspended or he's scared to the White Sox play. It's one thing about it. I don't think Minnesota Twins should pick that fight because anybody out of the bullpen, he throw 100.
Right, that's
and,
right.
Yes, and I said you want to play game. I put okay, that's right. I got a couple guys there. They go 99, and I will pick Sano and I will pick Cruz. And I say you want to do this? There you go. This is the way. You know, guys. I might not right, but that's the way I learn how to respect the game for real. No life. One day you respect the game, one day you don't respect the game, you don't respect the fans, you don't respect your teammates. That's a lot of unwritten rules. I just try to understand what that means.
Okay, Ozzie, so you talked about how it's important for a manager to publicly support his players, and I think that goes without saying. And yet when you hear what Tony La Russa said about calling your mean clueless and obviously basically giving the Twins endorsing what they did, well, how does that play in the clubhouse? Because we heard from Lance Lynn. We heard from Tim Anderson. We know where these players stand, most of them, it sounds like, in support of Yermín Mercedes. So how does this go over now in the White Sox clubhouse moving forward?
You know what? I will say to the White Sox, right now we have great stuff going on. We in the place right now, a lot of people want to be. Just forget about everything. Just move on, and that's it. You know, different people have different opinions. You know, Tony, what Tony say in the side, I understand what he say because he understand like what he did was wrong. Okay, first of all, when you say we give him the take sign, I look at the video very carefully, and I see it's a mean turn to see the sign on the third base coach say something to it. Okay, I did. I don't see any reaction. To me, Mercedes is a kid. He said, well, you know what? I'm going to take your business. It's easy to hit home run as against that guy with somebody out. Okay, make a mistake to swing 3-0. Everybody's upset. Tony's upset. The team is kind of upset. Well, that's not this kid's fault. It's not his fault. Somebody had to go there. You know what I mean? I'm not going to blame McQueen, the third base coach. But if you really, really want to this kid take that pitch, you call him up very loud. Hey, take the pitch. You're not swinging. That's your job. I think a lot of people was wrong about it. No matter what way you take, what side you take, you're right. You know, Tony's right to say that, and he's wrong to not protect his player. And the players are right to say what they say and feel how they feel to protect his teammate. And, you know, it's a very, very delicate subject about people understanding different points. But I'm tired. Okay, this is the best year about pitching starting the season.
Right.
The final hitter, strikeout, everybody strikeout, you know what I mean? And also, but also people don't talk about entire C position players pitching. I'm tired of that. Like, how many? Okay, this is a good thing. This is a new thing now. We're down by Aaron. Let's pitch somebody to say or bullpen. Well,
yeah.
That's what you're going to get. That's what you're going
right.
to get.
Right, Ozzy, that's the thing that drives me crazy. It's a competitive advantage to put a guy out there rather than have your bullpen used up. So, therefore, you have more bullpen pieces to come back the next day. That is ridiculous to let them get away with that. If they're going to put a position player, then hit him.
Well, by the way, wait a minute. I got Freeman. He got 4 hits one night. You know, yep. Rizzo struck him out.
Right.
Oh, he was a hero. This guy, he got his teammates out. Oh, that was cool. Yeah. Oh, look at that. It's funny. Look at the position player throw 35 mile per hour fastball, get people out. Okay, you hit a home run. Oh, come on, man. You don't do that. I said, that's why I don't get it. By the way, guys,
right.
I seen it in the past, maybe one inning. But now you see three innings and three different innings. The White Sox did it. They bring Mercedes and they bring Mendick
yep.
to finish up a game. Then I don't know exactly. When you do that, when you have a position play on the mound, you give up.
Yep.
You say, guys, I just want to get people out. Just get out of here. I want to save my bullpen. Well, all the song, I'm a hitter. I will take advantage of that. I don't want any position player to give me out. Okay, but when they give me out, everybody laughs. Everybody's like, oh, look at you. You just struck out against that guy. That's why my position, I don't understand why Major League Baseball nowadays, like, that's unrespect. Well, when you do that, when you pitch, I know you have to protect your pitching staff for the next day. But when you do that, you say, I give up. I don't care about this game. It's right. It's time to go home. And let's go. I was talking to Frank Thomas a couple of that same day. I said, you know what? I was a manager. And I open 14 runs. I will bring a position player to save my bullpen too. If they score more runs, then I bring my bullpen and to see how that works. And I never see any manager do that.
Hmm.
But also you say your bullpen because you're using it,
right?
With no reason. Then I don't know why manager don't say, okay, I'm open by 10 runs. I got to bring my position player. If this guy can get 3 outs, I don't use my guys. But that's the same way. And I don't understand what the unwritten rules is about nowadays.
Ozzy, what happens today? Do the White Sox respond? And how important is it the fact they win today's ball game?
I don't think they're going to respond. I don't think so. They should be living like that. Hey, guys, it's over with. They move on. Let's win this game. I just take advantage of this Minnesota Twins don't play good baseball. Make sure we don't pitch again around Sano. Just pick Cruz good now God. Because I know right now he's on fire. And move on. You cannot carry out this thing today and something happened. But one thing about it is always when you're a player, and that happened the night before, when you're a hitter, you think about, oh, I'm going to be the guy they're going to hit today. I'm going to be the guy they're going to hit today. And that's advantage of White Sox. But it's something cooking. Like, I don't think, to be honest, I don't think the Minnesota Twins are going to pick that. I don't think they're done with it. I know for a fact. I don't think White Sox is going to go out there and go that route. I don't think it's good for them. Just worry about something. It was 2 days ago. I think they should go out, move on, kick Minnesota's butt, and go to New York and fight against New York.
You know, sounds good. That's a plan. Yeah, I'm with you. Ozzy, thank you. Great stuff as always. A joy to talk to you. Appreciate
thanks,
it.
Oz.
All right, guys. Take care.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.